right back up to the top. Just a stroll.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. A few years after he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, writer, producer, and public radio host Dave Iverson learned that the venerable Mark Morris Dance Group was teaching dance classes for people with Parkinson's at its Brooklyn headquarters. He was touched, and years later filmed the group as it prepared for its first public performance as part of a forthcoming documentary called Capturing Grace. Virginia spoke with Dave about the project back in October of last year, when he was still raising funds for the film on Kickstarter. Joining the conversation was dancer and choreographer David Leventhal, who now works exclusively with the group Dance for PD.
What happens when that class begins?
Well, what we see, Virginia, is an active transformation. People come in to the dance center with a number of challenges, and certainly the class itself does not necessarily heal, but there's a transformation of identity from feeling that you are identified perhaps as somebody with Parkinson's to becoming a dancer, to becoming an artist, to becoming a participant in this group class. And people have said that they really experience both a physical but also identity and emotional shift when they enter the dance center and begin taking this class. They really see themselves very differently.
Dave, what did it mean for you? I mean, how did you get hooked into this project?
Well, when I first saw David working with a group of dancers, the kind of transformation that David just described is palpable. You feel it. I have been in the rehearsal room in the studio with David and his colleague John Hagenbotham and the Parkinson's dancers many times now, and it never fails to move me in the way in which you see people experience a kind of freedom. You know, it seems so unlikely, this pairing of the ability to move with such grace, like David and John, with people who often struggle to move. And yet somehow there is this common denominator that takes place. And watching that unfold, watching people again regain a sense of the power of motion and the power of their own bodies, is a remarkable thing to behold.
You were diagnosed with Parkinson's 8 years ago, and I'm wondering how watching this group and movement relates to your own experience with the disease. Have you tried this?
It's a great question. I would not be a great contributor probably on the dance floor, but I have become in many ways more physical, I guess I'd have to say. The day after I was diagnosed, I joined my neighborhood gym. Mm. And in many ways, I can honestly say I'm healthier today than I was before my diagnosis. And there's a lot of interesting research now, everything from Tai Chi to tango to dance to running, that indicates that while medication is terribly important for anyone with Parkinson's, there's a lot that can be gained through just pure physical work and physical activity.
How about you, David? When you work with this group of Parkinson's dancers, is it different than you would with other students? I think some of them are actually choreographed by Mark Morris himself, specifically for this group.
Well, it's a fine line. We do adapt certain things to make the material more accessible to people who may have concerns with balance and coordination and multitasking. But the overall thrust of the class is that it's challenging in all the good ways, that people are asked to push themselves gently, exploring movements that they might not ordinarily do. In dealing with cognitive challenges, they may not ordinarily have to try to achieve. And I think that's one of the things that makes class valuable, because Parkinson's affects so many different things in one's life, from motor challenges, physical challenges, but also emotion, mood, social interaction, facial expression. This is something that is addressed, I think, in all aspects of the dance class. And so people find many benefits through the class itself. It's not simply the physical elements that we may think about off the bat.
That was David Leventhal. He's an instructor with the Mark Morris Dance Group in Brooklyn. We're speaking with him and Dave Iverson, co-host of The Forum on KQED. Dave is also the director and producer of a documentary film about a dance group with Parkinson's as it's preparing for its first public performance just a couple weeks away. Here's a clip of two of the dancers from the video. Here's Joy Esterberg, followed by Carol and Seki. They're members of the Brooklyn Parkinson's Group, talking about their experience.
If it's physical and in your mind's eye, you're feeling it and doing it utterly to the extent that you can imagine it.
All the parts of my life and things I've cared about have come together because of an illness, and that's not what I at all expected.
Carol later says of the upcoming performance, "I want us to be good. I don't want us just to be good for people with Parkinson's." And I wonder, both of you, will audiences be able to transcend that context, you know, to be able to get beyond, we are watching people with Parkinson's dance here?
I would be willing to bet quite a lot that anybody who attends the performance won't be anything but moved by what they see. And that's not to say that the dancers, whether that's Carolyn Secchi or Joy Esterberg or any of the other people in the group, it's not to say that they will replicate the artistry of someone like a David Leventhal. But what you will see is people who are achieving a kind of beauty and a kind of grace. And that, I think, is a very, very powerful thing. Will you, while you're watching, forget that many of these dancers have Parkinson's? No, I don't think you would. But that's not really the point. The point is to be able to use this medium of dance to return to something inside of you that you might have thought that you would have lost, that you might have thought because of this diagnosis that you could no longer do. And because of the work that David and others are doing, you find yourself rediscovering that and being able to literally embody that. And I think that will come through.
David, I've seen Mark Morris Dance Group several times. There's this physicality and precision and expressive gestures and bodies. Has working with the Parkinson's group changed your approach to dance, or do you think it will?
Well, I think if anything, my work with the group has expanded my vision of what dance can mean for people and what dance can bring to people's lives. I think as a performer in a company like Mark Morris, you can sometimes get quite a myopic view of the role of dance in society, and you understand that there's a performance element and maybe you do some teaching. But what we've seen in this program is that dance really can expand people's understandings of themselves. As dancers, we spend a lot of time obsessing about limits. Oh, I can't do that, or this is too hard for me, or my body isn't built for that. But what we've really seen working with the Parkinson's group is that they embrace the sense of possibility in their own bodies through dance and through this program. And that, I think, encourages and inspires all of us.
Dave Iverson, I couldn't help but thinking, I mean, you and I both work in radio, a medium that we probably both know one can kind of hide behind in a certain way, right? But it's all out there with dance. It just struck me what an act of vulnerability and courage it is to perform this work. Beyond the message of movement and the beauty of it, is there a greater message for people who are living with Parkinson's?
It's such a good point, Virginia, that you bring up. It does take, I think, great courage. I mean, imagine being in a situation where sometimes getting up out of a chair is difficult. Sometimes taking three steps is difficult. And yet you're putting yourself out there on stage, dancing, of all things. I mean, talk about vulnerability. It does take extraordinary courage to do what they're doing and be watched while they're doing it. And yet they do. And that doesn't mean it's easy. There have been stumbles and bumps and challenges and anxieties. I was there just last week when people were worrying about whether or not they could pull this off. Mm-hmm. And yet it is through that act of stepping forward, even when you feel the most concerned about your ability to do it, that I think courage happens and beauty happens. And I couldn't feel more privileged as someone in our business than to be able to witness that.
That was Dave Iverson, co-host of KQED's The Forum and director and producer of the upcoming documentary film Capturing Grace, speaking with Virginia Prescott. Joining them was dancer and choreographer David Leventhal. After that interview in October of last year, the film's Kickstarter campaign went on to raise $5,000 more than its initial goal. Capturing Grace is currently being submitted to several film festivals and will be screened at the World's Parkinson's Conference in Montreal on October 2nd. There's a link to see the trailer and more at wordofmouthradio.org.